Here's the dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy.
You dummy.
Welcome back, everybody. You know what that means. It's time for You Big Dummy. This is when we read actual real news stories of actual real dumb people doing real dumb stuff. We read them and then we vote on who's the biggest dummy. Dummy number one. Dummy number one. Dummy number one. A security camera captured a pair of thieves taking some outdoor furniture and stopping to take a break on the pilfered bench. Footage shows two people carrying pieces of wooden furniture across the road at 3 a.m. on Sunday. The video shows the two people stopping before carrying the bench across the street and sitting on the piece while car goes past. The pair wave to the vehicle as it passes before carrying the bench across the road.
The only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them. My only child is a dummy.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Dummy number two, dummy number two, dummy number two. Police in Florida shared body camera footage of a suspected car thief saying goodbye to his alleged accomplice, a capuchin monkey. The Pasco County Sheriff's Office said that Cody Blake Hessian, 23, allegedly stole a car he found unlocked with the keys hidden under the floor mat. Deputies found Hessian after he apparently crashed the car into a ditch, and they were surprised to find that he wasn't alone. A monkey was... was clinging to his body. It was quite a surprise, Deputy Zachary Dender told Patch. Hessian told deputies he purchased the primate named Monk. Monk for monkey, I would guess. Named Monk about 4 years ago, but investors found that he did not have a permit for the exotic pet. Hessian was arrested, grand theft auto charges, along with possession of an exotic animal without a permit. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission transported the monkey to the Suncoast Primate Sanctuary in Palm Harbor. Poor monk.
Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and...
a dummy. And I can't wait to see you starring in your first movie.
Yeah.
Deep Dummy.
Dummy number three, dummy number three. A Florida family woke up confused when roofers began tearing the roof off of the wrong house. Pearl Northrup said her family woke up to the loud banging of the roof being removed from their house. Northrup called their landlord, Sarah Fritchie, to ask why she wasn't warned about the project. Fritchie revealed that no such work had been ordered. L.B. Skaggs, owner of roofing company Nastar, said workers put the wrong address into the GPS. Skaggs said the workers repaired the damage to the house, but Fritchie and Northrup said that they were not satisfied. I'm looking forward to meeting them tomorrow whenever is convenient and making sure that they're happy, Skaggs says. Yeah, always trust the GPS. Always, always trust your GPS.
I'm not kidding. You're a big dummy. You bigger dummy than my dummy.
Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Not a bad four. A South Texas woman gave a small bag of dead cockroaches to a city official to protest newly planted palm trees. What? Patricia Polstari told the Corpus Christi City Council that she's seen more rodents and unwanted insects, including cockroaches, since the trees were planted. She now lives on scenic Ocean Drive, also complained that the palm trees block her view of Corpus Christi Bay. The college instructor gave the plastic bag of cockroaches to city manager Keith Salmon. Council members took no action on the remarks during a public comment period.
Dummy! Dummy! Get lost, dummy!
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. A man has been arrested after his drug dealer accidentally gave him the wrong number. That wrong number happened to belong to the police. To a police officer. According to police reports, an officer received calls and texts Sunday from someone seeking to buy marijuana from a person called Dunk. The officer set up an undercover operation. The sting netted Roy E. Hancock, who told police Dunk posted his new number on Snapchat but switched some digits inadvertently. See what happens when you type in the wrong thing, as we were talking with Herb about? You screw up your drug deal, you get arrested, and you don't get pot from Dunk. Switched some digits inadvertently posting the police officer's number. Police say they know Dunk's real identity, but they didn't release it. Hancock was arrested on several charges, including gun and drug counts. It's unclear whether Hancock has a lawyer. They didn't release Dunk's actual identity. That's ridiculous. All right, so should we vote here, or we should wait?
We should probably wait.
Yeah, we'll wait till afterwards. But we got some good dummies here, man. And Florida, of course, represented twice, as is usual.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we usually get more than one Florida entry when we do the dummies. You big dummy.
It wasn't listed as part of this story, but the dummies on the bench were from New Zealand.
They're from New Zealand.
They're from New Zealand.
Wow. All right. Members of the Lord of the Rings cast?
Yes. That's Elijah Wood and Sean Astin stole a bench.
And oddly, Sean Astin carried Elijah Wood on the, on
which
the bench.
What you don't see on is Ian McKellen's across the street,
right,
guiding them
and saying, "Thou shalt, you shalt not pass."
Actually, they want him to pass.
They want him to pass. All right, so that's going to be that. You know what? If Peter Jackson is listening, we have another 4-hour movie that's in the way just on that incident alone. All right, let's take a break. We got the news coming up next, and then after the news, we will vote on You Big Dummy, and we will have our regular Friday features continuing with Straight Out of Context, Nick D's Show Spies, and then Fly Jams Friday. That's all coming up right here on WGN, and the news is coming up. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How are you? It's Friday morning. All of our favorite Friday features. That was a lot of alliteration. Our flying in. Fly Jams Friday. Straight Out of Context. Nick D Show Spies all coming up. But we have to vote on our dummy of the week for You Big Dummy. And that's all coming up. We are here. We are live in the Allstate Showcase Studio here on Michigan Avenue. One more show to go here. And then we are officially across the river at 303 East Wacker. And I will be the last show to broadcast from this very tower. And that's going to be an interesting show. We'll do that Monday morning. We have some surprises planned for that and some fun as well. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. We're here till 5. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. And Steve Cochran at 6 for your Friday morning drive. All right, we have to vote on our dummies, and then we'll get back to our regular Friday features. So here we go. We have to recap the dummies. We have the thieves who were caught stealing, caught on security cams stealing and taking a bench that they were stealing and sitting on it. the guy who stole a car with his pet monkey, Monk. We have Monk and Dunk in the stories this week. The roofers who started tearing off the roof of the wrong house. The woman who gave the city council a bag full of dead cockroaches to protest palm trees, and the drug dealer who posted the incorrect phone number in order to Snapchat, number to Snapchat, causing one of his clients to be arrested, and that would be Dunk who posted that. Poor Dunk. All right, Dan, where are you going with this one? This is a good week.
Very good week.
Yeah.
You know, I love the wave. The polite wave that the two guys made, you know, like nothing to see here.
Yeah.
Nothing to see here. I do love the fact that the woman who dropped the dead cockroaches was a teacher. That was a little detail in the story.
Yeah.
That she was a college instructor.
College instructor.
So
yeah.
Like what the, I wonder what she teaches. You know, Dunk, you know, Snapchat usually is a good way to go.
Yeah.
You know, those messages disappear. But if you're bringing your monkey, either you're like, the monkey's going to help, or I don't want to leave without my monkey.
Right.
Either way, that's not a good thing. So
he brought the monkey along in case he needed the hot wire. The monkey knows how to hot wire the car. But the keys were in the car. So
he's a monk.
Yeah.
So I will go dummy number two.
Okay, dummy number two, the monkey car stealing dude. All right, Roger, in for Esmeralda. Who are you picking?
As you guys said, very strong week.
Yeah.
Extremely, very difficult. I'm going to have to go for the vastness of the effect, as there were many more people involved in this and affected by it, and the jarring effect of having to wake up to it. I've got to go with the roofers ripping apart the roof, waking the family up and going, oops,
well, another theme that we had this week appears to be always trust technology. So you can trust Snapchat. You can also trust GPS this week. I'm going with the monkey. I'm going with the guy who brought his monkey along to steal a car. I also love the fact he said he had the monkey. You know, here's the weird thing, though. I mean, they took the monkey away from him and they brought it to a sanctuary. But he was with that monkey, according to the guy, for 4 years. So the monkey's going to be like, what the hell's going on? But he'll be happy. He'll be with more other monkeys.
Yeah. But the fun part, you read where when the officer found him in the car, the monkey was wrapped around his body?
It was holding on to him.
So
there you go. They like each other.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there it is. Our monkey of the week. Our dummy of the week is the guy who had a monkey in it when he was stealing a car. All right. There you go. We'll do it again next week. And next week, we'll do it again from our new facilities. All right. All right. Are we ready to try this thing? So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. Oh,
Context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context.
There it is. All right, you guys know what this is. This is Straight Out of Context. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7. And whenever anybody says something that you can pull out of context and it makes you giggle and it sounds a little dirty, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. And we have a lot of people who contribute to this, all of our segments pretty regularly. And one of those guys is Peter in Decatur. And I just wanted to say happy birthday. It's his birthday today. Peter in Decatur.
Happy birthday, Peter.
Happy birthday, Peter. And thank you for contributing to the show, as you often do. And thank you for listening. And I hope you have a great day. Happy birthday to Peter in Decatur. Okay. I'm assuming he participated in this because he often does.
You are correct.
Okay, let's do it. This is Straight Out of Context.
Begin with Doug in Kansas City. He heard this one of you.
Well, I do some things with my right hand and some things with my left hand, which would, I guess, make me ambidextrous, right? See, that's just the dirty mind right there.
Mm-hmm.
Ay, ay, ay. All right.
Wild Bill and Hawk of May emailed these of Johnny Putman.
I have a 6-foot pickle. I'm taking my pickle to the Sybaris.
Did she say, I'm taking my pickle to the Sybaris?
Mm-hmm.
What? I'm taking my pickle to the Sybaris is what, that was Johnny. Why how did that sentence come out of Johnny Putman's mouth?
Do you want to know?
Is that part of It will be part of Spies?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, then please tell me. Yes.
I think I couldn't listen to that. Apparently, that went on for 5 more minutes, and I couldn't, having worked with them for so long, I can only do these two. I'm sorry. But I believe the context was they were on First Thing in the Morning with Bob Surratt and Marianne. And it was that old bit that they did where, like, they would show up to the radio stations and, like, they would, you know, see the studios and things like that, and they would get a free mug at the end.
Yeah.
So as a joke, instead of coming to the WGN radio studios, Steve and Johnny got the cameraman to come to the Sybaris and had a 6-foot pickle and other accoutrements.
Okay.
I believe. That's just what I gathered, because I couldn't, like I said, I was just like, okay, I can't, yeah. I'm out.
You know my favorite Sybaris story, right, Dan?
Yes, it's fantastic.
I'll tell it really quickly. My first ex-wife and I, the wife who left me because I watched Waterworld too many times, we won like a night at the Sybaris at some event, at like a theater benefit event, and we won a night at the Sybaris. So we're like, what the hell, we'll go. So we go, and we're checking in, I mean, people know what the Sybaris is. You have these little huts where you go and you be all romantic. And there's in the one that we stayed in the closet, there was a sex swing that you could use, which, by the way, and I was happy about this, it had that paper wrapper around it that says sanitize for your own protection that they normally put on the toilet. They put it on the sex chair. I'm not making it up. So, we went, but when we were checking in, they had, this was back in the mid 90s. So VHS, there were no DVDs. So they had a whole bunch of videos that you could watch, that you could rent. They were mostly, like sexy videos of 9.5 weeks and some softcore porn and stuff like that. And then right in the middle of all of these selections that you can have for your romantic, sexy, evening at Sybaris was The Shawshank Redemption. And I'm thinking to myself, what the hell? Why is The Shawshank Redemption in the middle of all, at Sybaris, in the middle of all these softcore? Because, Dan, that movie, you watch Shawshank Redemption, yeah, you get horny right away. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's one of my favorite details of when we went to the Sybaris was the sanitation thing on the sex chair. And, of course, the fact that you could choose The Shawshank Redemption to get in the mood. Anyway, all right. So, and there were no pickles there when we went. God, should we break here?
Yeah, let's break.
All right, let's break here. I think this is a good spot to break. That's what I think. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context. Context.
And we're back. that's how I used to when I was doing morning drive. And we're back. It's Nick DiCilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. Only one more show here. And for the one thing I'm gonna miss about doing the show from here.
I
can't turn around and look at my plaque.
That's true.
My plaque is right outside this window, and I can look at it and be really narcissistic. Which I'm very good at, by the way, in case you listen to this show on a regular basis. Hey, all right, it's Nick DiCilio here, and we got to get back to Straight Out of Context. Shall we go again? No more pickles.
The aforementioned Peter and Decatur and Stream with Steve sent in this one of you.
I was doing it in the back. Oh, man. Did I? And I caught myself, right?
You did, yes.
I caught myself. What were we talking about?
I don't remember.
I just remember as soon as I said it, I went, oh, boy. Okay.
Tim heard this one of Steve Cochran.
If you get a grumpy old man, how do you get him up?
That's good, man. Speaking of grumpy old men, you can see Steve Cochran in that movie.
Yeah.
As a weatherman. And Walter Matthau, he's watching TV, and Walter Matthau says, shut up, fat ass. Now, as I've said so many times before, Cochran's had an amazing career. He still is, amazing. And that's the highlight of his amazing career. Let me tell you something. If Walter Matthau told me to shut up, fat ass, I would be the happiest man on earth. So you can, he's in Grumpy Old Men, Steve Cochran, Grumpy Old Men. He's also in Rick Mayall, the Imaginary Friend movie. with Phoebe Cates. Phoebe Cates.
Drop Dead Fred.
Drop Dead Fred. He's in that, too. So, okay, what's next?
Kelly from Elgin emailed this one of Wendy Snyder.
There's a whole plethora of meats in this package.
Oh man, I would imagine that, you know, the barbecue talk that we had earlier, the people might have been able to pull some stuff out of that.
You would imagine, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Kathy and Antioch sent in this one of Bill Leff.
You've had that situation where you go, I know I have to eat one and use the other one as a tool for my job,
right?
And I don't know which is which.
Right.
Oh my god. Okay. What's next?
How fortuitous. Brian heard this one of Roger Badish.
Don't show up naked.
What? The hell's going on there, Roger?
I think it was the newscast about the naked bike
ride. Naked bike ride?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I for many years, I would broadcast from here on Saturday nights and see the naked bike ride go right by the window. And I was always disappointed that there were too many too many members and not enough boobs. That was always what I was disappointed by. There were lots of naked guys, a lot more naked guys than naked women. And I was like, this is disappointing. You know? And first of all, I've always thought, why the hell would you ride? What kind of sanitary issues are there if you're riding your bike? You're riding your bike naked. I don't understand that. Anyway, it's a fun event.
Yeah.
I had a good time. I was completely distracted every year. You know, for 5 minutes, I wouldn't talk. I would just be going, And it went on forever.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes forever for it. It's like thousands of people going by naked on bicycles. It's pretty fantastic. So, all right.
Brian also emailed this one of Damati Pongo.
I'll never see that thing in that spot. Again.
That's good. That's only like the second time he's been on Straight Outta Context. That was a solid one.
Yep.
All right.
Wild Bill sent in this one of Eric Childress.
I don't think it's the greatest climax in the world, but I think it's a very satisfying one.
Oh boy.
Oh man. What was he talking about?
The climax to Hotel Artemis.
Oh, Hotel Artemis, yeah. Okay.
Kevin from Iowa heard this one of you.
As hard as a rock.
Oh man. Was that part of the Chevy commercial?
What was I talking about?
No, that one was about the bubble gum.
That comes with
baseball cards.
Baseball cards, yeah. Because it's the bubble gum that comes with baseball cards, everybody would bust their teeth on it because it's the worst gum ever. All right.
Mark emailed this one of Eric Childress.
Jeez.
It'll probably be a solid number two next week.
I'm glad to hear it's going to be solid, Eric. I was worried about you for a little while there. all right.
Don from Marengo, Peter and Decatur, and Wild Bill sent in this one of Esmeralda Leon.
So big.
Did I call her on that one?
Yes, you did.
I did, because I remember when she said, I was like, "That somebody's going to call that one." All right.
Kathy and Antioch heard this one of you.
Nice grab there, Dan. Oh, that was when Dan Long was in.
Mm-hmm.
Then when he got the theme, was it the theme from that stupid show?
Yes.
It's about time.
Is Dave
Ennett going to be in here this morning? Because I know the sports are, the department is.
You know what? I don't know. We'll have to find out.
Okay, we'll find out in just a few minutes. Okay.
And finally, Bobby called in this one of you.
I really have a feeling that I'll be confined to my bedroom for a couple of days as I crank. Oh, I see. That's nice editing right there. I was speaking about this weekend because I have one air conditioner. It's a window unit, and it's in my bedroom. So I've successfully not turned it on yet this year. I'm going to see how long I can last.
We'll hear that next week.
Our show dominated this week between Esmeralda and Eric and me.
Yep, that's very true.
Wow, man, we were filthy.
And even Roger, who's filling in.
Yeah, who just happened to be filling in. Hey, by the way, you know what I just realized? Another contributor who contributes a lot to the show, Wild Bill, his birthday was yesterday. Remember we talked about that? So two of our favorite listeners.
Yeah.
Peter in Decatur, happy birthday today. And Wild Bill, happy birthday yesterday. That's cool. All right. Hey, what the hell? We need to break, right? All right. The news is coming up next, and then we got You Big Dummy. No, not we did that already. Hey, Nick, You Big Dummy. We did that already. All right. The news is next.
Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies.
Spies.
Spies. Like us.
That's right. All right. Hi, everybody. How you doing? Good morning. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. And only one more show left to do before we were officially be over at 303 East Wacker. And I have the privilege of actually hosting the final show that will ever be broadcast from Trib Tower. It's going to be fun. We're going to do our regular features on Monday. We'll have the Monday Morning Movie Reviews with Eric and Colin. And my dad's going to tell a joke. And that'll be right towards the end of the show. And we have a new start time. Starting on Monday, we have an extra hour, everybody. Dan, this is fun, right? We get to do an extra hour.
Yeah.
So we'll be on, instead of 2 to 5 every weekday morning, we will be on 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. for your overnight. So we got an extra hour, and we're going to have fun with that. And the more time I get to spend with my crew on the air and with my great listeners, the happier I am. So makes me really happy. So there you go. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're going to get to Fly Jams Friday coming up in just a few minutes. But before we do that, it's time for Nick D Show Spies. This is when you listened 24/7 to this radio station. Whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity, you become a spy. Jot it all down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, what do we got?
Spies this week are Wild Bill, Hawk of May, Amanda in Georgia, Kelly from Elgin, Carrie in Louisville, Diane of Naperville, and Rob.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
We heard from Johnny a little bit earlier. Patty knew where it was going.
So I said, yeah, I'm taking my pickle to the zipper. And I did. And
Market, that was at 12:50.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people did, evidently. Man, I can't even believe that was a conversation. And I can understand, Dan, you knowing them so well and working mm-hmm. with them so closely where you just didn't want to hear anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No offense.
No offense. But, all right.
You may have a new best friend because during Dean's Entertainment Report, Mary Sandberg Boyle waxed poetic about Felicity for a minute, and you were mentioned at the very end.
Okay.
All right, Sandberg, what do you got for Dean?
Dean, one thing that was left off your list is the whole entire cast of Felicity was together this weekend at the ATX Television Festival in Austin.
How did I miss that?
Felicity, the 20th anniversary of Felicity is this fall.
How did I miss the big Felicity news?
And they were all together. It was a WB show.
I know.
It's quite, honestly, could be argued as the greatest show the WB ever put out.
It could be argued.
the cast of Dawson's Creek just called and said that they disagree.
I was going to say, I don't know that that list is that long, but...
Felicity, Carrie Russell.
I love Carrie Russell.
Brilliant.
It's a popular
I love Carrie Russell.
When she first kissed Ben, the chairs creaking as they leaned in for that first kiss is one of the most romantic things I've ever seen on television.
Is that right? Look
when
at
she
you.
Cut her hair, that was like heard around the world. Remember when she chopped off her long curls?
That's when I started shaving my head. Same time.
Nick DiGilio was furious when that happened.
No, I wasn't. I didn't know Mary liked Felicity that much. We need to sit down and talk.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't know that Mary Boyle liked Felicity that much. I mean, you guys know how much I love that show.
I mean, that was a pretty in-depth
detail. Oh, no. And she's absolutely right. The chair creaking for the first kiss with Ben? Oh! You know, and then you know, the whole, after the first season, when the first season ended, and she had to choose between Ben and Noel, you didn't know. You know, who she was going to choose. Somebody from the WB sent me a t-shirt that I still wear that says Ben or Noel? Question mark. And then a Felicity logo on the back. And I treasure that shirt. Yeah, no, hey, we talked about the Felicity reunion with Dan mm-hmm. Feinberg. He was there! No, I didn't know that Mary Boyle liked Felicity. We're going to have to sit down and like really chat about it.
Just a couple of girls talking about Felicity.
Oh my God, one of the greatest shows in the history of television. Yes.
Hi, I'm Carrie Russell, and I love Nick's radio show.
I know you do, baby. All right. Is that it, or do we have
one more?
Okay.
Finally, Stephen Jennings were on Cochrane's show talking about the Tribune Tower and memories from it, and brought up one of their favorite memories involving you.
There was an interesting security moment involving that secret wall.
Yes.
Nick DiGilio, it was his 30th birthday. So,
and he was a regular on our show.
Okay.
And having some fun with him. And as a surprise, we had Nick's dad hiding behind that wall.
That's so great.
Now, on the right cue, Nick's dad was supposed to light the cake that he had with him.
Right.
With 31 candles on it.
And walk somehow out. He got the cue wrong. Smoke sensors go off. Security gets that. Security comes up.
And they're not happy. Yeah. And Nick's dad is standing there with this blazing Lion King cake because Nick hates the Lion King. So
that's
we
tremendous.
Themed his whole party as the Lion King. And his dad's standing there wide-eyed like, what'd I do? And I mean, everywhere. There was fire trucks outside. And,
sure.
Because the tower was going to be on fire. It was on scanners. You know, fire at the Tribune Tower.
Suddenly showing up as a news story. There you go. Yeah, that was my 30th birthday. My dad hiding in the secret room. The secret room in a combo. Yeah, that was really funny. And what they didn't mention, I don't think, maybe they went on to mention it, but they also brought, like, there were sacks of White Castle. Like, they brought in sacks of White Castle for my birthday. So, yeah. No, that was funny. Can you believe it was 22 years ago?
Wow.
Almost 23 years ago. Good Lord. Anyway. Yeah, that was fun. That was cool. All right. Well, thank you, guys. Continue to be spies. We'll do this again next week from our new location. But you guys listen every day. And whenever I'm mentioned, jot it down. Whenever somebody says something dirty, jot it down and send it in. And we'll do it again next week.